Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on India Mobile Congress 2025. The participants are Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Anubha Rohatogi, Anchor.
The 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress, IMC 2025, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. The 4-day Congress is Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event. The theme this year is Innovate to Transform, which puts the spotlight on India's leadership in digital transformation. Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program to discuss this issue. Mr. Gupta, welcome to the Spotlight program.
Thank you, Anubha.
Mr. Gupta, what is the significance of an event such as the India Mobile Congress for India, and what are the focus areas this year?
This time it is the 9th version of IMC. Every year it is held in New Delhi. Actually, the significance of this comes from earlier days when this show used to be held in Barcelona in Spain, called MWC. It is still there, and all our decision maker, policy maker, the industry, the academia used to go there to know what is happening on the mobile technologies. Now, after this IMC got started here by COAI, the Cellular Operator Association of India, and supported by Government of India, DOT, the trend have changed. Now, it is not only that our people have to go to Barcelona, but the people from neighboring countries and people from developed nations come here to see what is happening on the mobile side, and not only mobile, anything digital, actually,
yes,
anything ICT, anything technology for that matter, that how it is evolving in India, especially by Indians, not only for India, but also for other countries, mainly for doing export. And in addition to that, this kind of show where all the stakeholders are brought on the same table. The stakeholders mean the policy maker from government, the regulators, the industry, the operators, the users, and academia, R&D. Everyone come for 4 days, and then they exchange the ideas, they have interaction, and exhibition are held to showcase what is happening in India, how India have evolved, how the Indian company have actually almost conquered the world in the form of technology.
So as you just mentioned, of course, now we are attracting, it's a show which is there, it's a program which is being held, event which is being held in India, but the participation is worldwide. So here let me share with our listeners that the 9th edition, more than 1.5 lakh visitors from over 150 countries, 7,000 plus global delegates and 400 plus companies are expected to participate in this year's version. So the next thing I want to ask you is that the Prime Minister addressed, of course, he gave the inaugural address of this event today. So in his inaugural address, the Prime Minister made a very interesting comparison. He said that today the cost of 1 GB wireless data in India is less than the price of a cup of tea. And he also said that digital connectivity is no longer a luxury. Rather, it is an integral part of every Indian's life.
Aaj Bharat mein 1 GB wireless data ki keemat ek cup chai ke daam se bhi kam hai. Par user data consumption mein hum duniya ke agrim deshon mein aate hain. Iska arth hai ki Bharat mein digital connectivity ab koi privilege या लग्जरी नहीं है, ये भारतीयों के जीवन का एक अटूट हिस्सा है.
So how does this statement reflect India's progress in the field of technology and its commitment to digitalization in the past few years?
So what Prime Minister have told, that he has not even told everything. It is much more than that. Actually, the cost of data in India is the lowest in the world, and it has become affordable. And many times data is free also. Many times data is uncapped. You have made it unlimited sometime usage in your plan. So this has removed what we used to call the digital divide, because earlier the data usage was the luxury of the rich people, the people who are in urban who could afford it. Now the affordability issue is gone because data is so cheap, as mentioned by Prime Minister also, anybody can use it. And once anybody can use it, and the data usage have become the luxury, like it is available to you whenever, how much you need. And with that, you can make use of the other tools, other technology, because you are connected digitally. So you become what is called digitally transformed. Like your learning can be digital, and you can also do work remotely because of this data connectivity, which is affordable and available everywhere. So it is transforming everyone, not only the country or the company, but even individual. That is the demographical dividend which is being now leveraged actually, or unlocked.
We will talk about, of course, the demographic dividend a little later in the program. But the Prime Minister also said that this is the best time to invest, innovate and make in India. Let's listen to what he said.
Industry or investment ko badhane ke mindset mein bhi Bharat sabse aage dikhta hai. Bharat ka democratic setup, sarkar ki welcoming approach aur ease of doing business ki policies, inse Bharat ki pehchan एक इन्वेस्टर फ्रेंडली डेस्टिनेशन के रूप में बनी है. इसलिए मैं पूरे विश्वास से कहता हूं, दिस इज द बेस्ट टाइम टू इन्वेस्ट, इनोवेट एंड मेक इन इंडिया.
मिस्टर गुप्ता, इन योर व्यू, व्हाट आर द वेरियस टेलीकॉम सेक्टर रेलेवेंट पॉलिसीज एंड इनिशिएटिव्स दैट आर ड्राइविंग डिजिटल ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इन इंडिया?
Yes, lot of liberalization have come, deregulation have come, and policies have come. Starting policy is related to Make in India itself. So there are lot of what you call incentives.
Yes.
One is called PLI, Production Right. Linked Incentive. Last year only Prime Minister led a new incentive called DLI. It is not only manufacturing, but also designing, because that is the copyright, that is the patent, that is the main cost of any device. So if you design it in India, patent it in India, so you don't have to pay royalty on that. So that is a new incentive started. In addition to that, as far as telecom is concerned, government have started a fund called Telecom Technology Development Fund, TTDF. It's a part of Bharat Digital Nidhi. And from that, now lot of startups are getting incentive funding so that they can develop the technology, they can start manufacturing, and lot of benefits in the form of reduced GST. Sometimes GST waivers are there. Lot of tax benefits are there with all these things. And then also there is lot of deregulation on the policy side. That is what we call ease of doing business. Every 5 years a new telecom policy comes, which tried to make the government a facilitator than a regulator or a licensor. Lot of unlicensing is done in the spectrum side also, which is most expensive part of telecom. So many time for Wi-Fi or ISM band, the spectrum is unlicensed. It is made free of cost. So you can make use of that spectrum for creating products, providing services, giving connectivity. So all these policies are helping out in a big way.
So at the inauguration of the IMC, Union Telecom Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya said that 99% of India's districts today are connected with 5G. And this was something that reflected in the PM's address as well.
Jo desh kabhi 2G ko lekar struggle karta tha, आज उसी देश के लगभग हर जिले में 5G पहुंच चुका है. हमारा इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स प्रोडक्शन 2040 की तुलना में 6 times बढ़ चुका है. मोबाइल फोन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में 28 times और एक्सपोर्ट में 127 times की वृद्धि हुई है.
As we heard the Prime Minister saying that a country which used to struggle to get your 2G, now, you know, we have a 5G coverage all across. So would you say that this highlights how technology is powering India's digital revolution and helping in bridging the urban-rural digital divide that you were talking about a little earlier?
As per the vision of the Prime Minister himself, the 5G we did in India in 1.5 years, the world's largest 5G rollout. Earlier, rural was only 2G. So when 4G came, it was only in urban. So it reached rural after a long time. So when 5G came, they started it from existing towers in rural and upgraded them to 5G. So now you can get a 4G signal, 5G signal in villages also. Earlier you used to get voice. You were connected with voice in villages, but not with data. So you were unconnected as far as data is there. And that is what used to be called digital divide.
So a few days ago, India joined a select group of five nations capable of manufacturing and deploying their own telecom equipment with the launch of Made in India 4G stack. Prime Minister Modi spoke about this achievement in his address today.
भारत ने अपना Made in India 4G stack लॉन्च किया है. ये देश की बड़ी स्वदेशी उपलब्धि है. अब भारत दुनिया के उन पांच देशों की लिस्ट में आ गया है. जिनके पास ये सामर्थ्य है, ये डिजिटल सेल्फ रिलायंस की दिशा में, टेक्नोलॉजिकल इंडिपेंडेंस की दिशा में देश का एक बड़ा कदम है.
The Prime Minister, we just heard him saying that, you know, this launch of Made in India 4G stack is a big step, you know, in the direction of digital self-reliance and technological independence of the country. And he also mentioned that the Made in India 4G stack is export ready. Now, if we combine this with our ever-expanding telecom and electronics exports, what kind of advantage does it give India in the entire technology ecosystem to become a reliable solution provider to the world, especially in the present economic scenario?
Prime Minister mentioned about 4G stack. This is also called India stack. Actually, Prime Minister used to say that word. The stack here means the software, which is a core technology. In any telecom, there are two technology. One is called access, that is the your handset and tower, and other is called core, that controls everything. And that is a most complex technology. As mentioned, only four other countries have that, who are developed nations. So India having its own 4G core, it is export ready, and it can be to the neighboring countries, because as you know, only four other countries have their own 4G stack, and others have to import it from one of these four. So now India also become a candidate to export to those leftover countries, which are about 190, our neighboring countries, African countries, and who share border with us. They can take our stack, and they are taking also. A lot of inquiries are coming. So that will increase our export of telecom to the other countries, and hence it will add to the GDP as well as to the economic value chain.
Now, this year, India Mobile Congress has invited over 500 startups. Let's listen to what the Prime Minister said on that.
Startups, naye raaste, naye avsar bana rahe hain. Aur isliye, mujhe dekhkar khushi hai ki IMC ne bhi is saal 500 se zyada startups ko bulakar unhein investors aur global mentors ke saath judne ka mauka diya. Is sector ki growth mein hamare established players ka role lagatar badh raha hai.
Mr. Gupta, how crucial are public-private partnership in the country?
Here, the public-private partnership, government itself is funding. They have created Startup India Fund. Each ministry have their own fund to give to these startups, where this show has invited the investors. There are competitions going on. I was there in the morning, and there these startups have not only been given the opportunity to meet the investors, but also to showcase their invention, to showcase their product to other countries, visitor also, to policy makers also. So a great opportunity and great encouragement have to be given to startups here.
Because this is an industry where innovation, R&D is very important. And so to encourage startups and to encourage public-private partnership, it's very important, because that is how we will encourage R&D and innovation in this industry. Mr. Satyanarayan Gupta, thank you so much for joining Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India Mobile Congress 2025. The participants were Satyanarayan Gupta, former Principal Advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, and Anubha Rohatogi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.